WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo!
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Xbox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
No one's going to be the guy to do this. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am So Rockin', joined, as always, by Mace.
Well, when you just turn around and say go without saying, hey, Omega's not here, somebody else take this shit, I didn't realize, because the only other thing I've got is a fucking run sheet! Well, organization! Great on this show, as always!
Well, you know where Omega's at.
He's, what are we at, Sunday night, he'd be wrapping up everything at MetroCon, probably dropping his face down onto the bed going, fuck this shit, and going into a post-con coma, before realizing, oh shit, I've got to start editing tomorrow.
So, you should have figured he wouldn't be here.
Well, I realized that.
Taking his place is the one and only Lindsay Ward.
I like to point out I'm not a guy, so therefore I am not qualified to take this shit. It's also my night off.
You've got long hair, close enough.
Yeah, but mine isn't as pretty as his.
You can follow all his adventures at TJ Omega on the Twitter. And man coughing in the background, the one, the only, Tim Stein. The one drinking in the background, Tim Stein.
Now I'm ready to start. Hey, don't be giving me grief. Don't, okay? Because, let's face it, you don't start work as soon as you get there either.
Dude, it's Sunday night. We always give you grief.
Well, that's true. Yeah, give me grief no matter what. It's nice to hear your voice, Lindsay.
Good to be here.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night with Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I'm so glad that you could all join us today because we're going to talk about Omega. Because he's not here.
So who has the best dirt on him?
One would think it was Lindsay.
I do, but he would kill me. So sorry, not going to think
that. That's okay. I won't tell him.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Okay, well, I've got a little bit of dirt on Omega. And I'm sure he had a nerdgasm at this. What's this convention thing he was at?
MetroCon.
MetroCon. I'm pretty sure that he had a bit of a nerdgasm at the closing of MetroCon.
And why is that, Tim?
They showed his video.
Again?
At the closing of MetroCon.
Well, they showed his attempt at an AMV or anime music video. He has this weird obsession of trying to do stuff that is not technically considered in the category. He did last year and won. This year he got played at the final ceremonies of the event. Either he needs to stop being so creative or actually try and join the general populace.
This is Omega. Do we really assume him to be a part of the general?
Yeah, that's why it's, like, hard to work it out.
That must have stuck in your throat the entire time.
No. He's been off having fun doing geeky shit. I've been off having fun doing geeky shit, sir.
Jeez, you know, you two should get together and do a show about geeky shit.
What, you mean like the little podcast on the Transformers movie that is available here on wildtalkradio.com?
Nice way of turning my little dig into a plug. I'm impressed.
Jeez, when you leave it so fucking open, Tim.
Well, yeah, you've been here long enough. You should be able to pick up on hints and shit, so that's pretty cool.
Big poofy balls.
What?
Big poofy balls.
Even when he's not here, we hear from him, and he's talking about big poofy balls.
Yeah.
Better than his tiny dick.
His one-inch penis.
Go suck my
spug.
Dick.
Exactly.
My one-inch long, incredibly tiny dick.
That was who again?
It's been a while since I've heard that clip played. Usually that's a Spug reference.
No, Spug, we've got Spug saying the immortal words, Tim was right.
Yeah, we're not broadcasting that one.
Yeah, which is not going to get played.
Oh, oops, I'm sorry, we lost that file.
Oops, sorry.
Or did we now? Rock, where's the file?
Oh, go suck a donkey dick.
Hey, cut that out!
The fun
Mind
of the
you,
sound.
We can still tie this back into our general topic of what is meant to be the general topic of this show called professional wrestling, because Omega actually went and watched some at MetroCon.
He did. That's right.
Yeah, and once again, people try to imitate ideas that we come up with on this show, such as, you know, using Lego as instead of thumbtacks. I always said that somebody needs to build a Lego table. So when those guys get around to ripping off that idea, then I'll be impressed.
A Lego table.
Yeah. You build a big-ass table out of Legos and put somebody through it.
Do you think you could really have the fans sit there for the entire however long it would take? To build a Lego table?
No, you have it pre-built.
Exactly. You have it built, you have it under a sheet, so you take off the sheet, boom, here's your Lego table.
Oh my god, I can't see how the thing would stay together during the match.
Well, that's the point. It comes apart when you throw someone through it.
Okay, obviously, Tim, you haven't really seen some of the extremely interesting stuff you can do with Lego these days. They could make a Lego table that works just like your standard table with fold-up legs and everything. So you could treat it as an actual table, and it would be more sturdy than an actual table.
Okay, so it would hurt more than when the person who went through it.
Possibly, but just think of the explosion of Legos that would happen. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's hitting me in the back of my mind, all the potential lawsuits from lost eyes from the explosion.
Isn't that why you get public liability insurance?
You'd probably need it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tim, just for, you know, to blow your mind, table made from Legos.
Okay, if you're sending me a link, it won't work.
Yeah, hold on. I'll see you in a second. There.
Really? How does it...
he's having issues with the Skype window.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? It's not my Skype, according to Skype. It's your Skype, Mr. Producer. It says your Skype is an older version.
No, you have the older version because
that's not compatible with the older version I have. Now that looks like a very solid table, and might I say, ow.
And for the record, the rest of us can see the Skype window and it's working perfectly. Just
blah 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 blah. Just
pointing that one out.
Dude, somebody made a Lego cake. That's awesome.
I don't have issues with technology.
Really, Tim? Really?
Wait, did you just say you don't have issues with technology?
I don't have issues with technology.
You are full of shit.
I am not. Not after this morning. I ate a lot of fried food last night.
I'm sure you did.
Big orange balls expanding.
Okay, that made absolutely no sense with your attempt to try to like belittle me and shit like that, so shut up.
I wasn't.
Mike talks a lot about balls on this show, doesn't he?
He does.
I'm wondering.
Surprisingly enough, most of those clips were from RTL.
Yeah.
Oh, go suck a donkey dick.
You know, he likes
I've heard that before.
He likes dicks and balls, apparently. And just to boost someone's ego.
This is where we need Tim Stein.
Yay!
I can't believe those words were ever uttered on this network.
I know, right?
Okay, Mace. That's kind of sick.
Oh, you kids.
We're getting freaky over here with the ghosts.
I can believe you're getting freaky. But at the same time, you have to remember, doesn't matter what Tim may have ever said to you, ever.
Tim was right.
And then, that's all you gotta remember.
Actually,
no, sorry, I forgot what you just said.
Tim was right.
I hear this voice, but I can't understand what it's saying.
Tim was right. 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 Tim was right.
Don't! Oh! I just broke it. God damn it.
He broke his own soundboard.
I went in. It froze!
Tim was right. Tim was right.
Okay, enough. Can we talk wrestling now?
Well, I just want to get that out there because, you know, like, our producer's a dick, by the way. In case you haven't had it figured out. Oh my god. It's true, Rocky, you're a dick.
Okay then. So, what's your point?
Well, so, we're gonna move on from you being a dick to our other fails and wins for the week of pro wrestling. And because she's on as a special guest, taking Omega's place, because they both have long hair and apparently boobs that are almost the same size.
Ouch.
What?
What?
Really?
Yeah, I'm accusing Omega of having man boobs.
Okay, my fail for the week is that right there.
There you go. But, yeah, you can't be, or what I say, sorry.
So, my win for the week?
Yeah, we're going to start with your win for the week.
My win for the week is the fact that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins got made official at Battleground.
That just gave you a girly Woody, did it?
That gave me a wrestling Woody. That is going to be fantastic to watch. In fact, the whole Battleground pay-per-view shaping up to be pretty nice.
So, yeah, okay. You know what? I don't really have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I was sort of playing with the idea of making that my win for the week. God, that is next weekend, isn't it?
Which is why later in the show we'll be previewing Battleground.
Yeah, so Kane Kittens, get your pen and paper out.
Is Kane Kittens here?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, he's in the chat room. Because almost everybody tuned in live right now knows this, and the majority of people who listen to the archives. Oh, by the way, thank you everybody who is listening to the archive right now, the taped version of the show. We appreciate it. It just seems like downloads of WTR Sunday Night and the Rack and CB Radio are like climbing all the time. It's really nice to see that. I realize that on a Sunday, the majority of people, they got things going on, or it's too late for them to listen live. Those of you who can make it, we appreciate you tuning in. But those of you listening to the archives, we really appreciate it. Thank you all once again.
Get the podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher. That's how
I still find that a funny name.
What, Stitcher?
Yep.
Anyway,
okay, so what's Mace's win for the week?
To be honest, I don't really have one this week.
What?
Yeah. There wasn't anything that was really stand out to me. Like, again, as per usual, I only watched Raw this week.
Mm-hmm.
As I was busy on the weekend, so I missed Impact. And, yeah, just going off Raw, it was just, nothing really stood out to me, personally.
Wow. Interesting.
And okay. It also means I don't really have a fail, because there's nothing in there I don't really consider a fail. It was just, everything was just average this week.
So
nothing
it
good, nothing bad, it was another week of Raw.
It wasn't good, it wasn't bad. You don't want to pick, like, Damian Sandhart or when he did HB Sandow on the main event?
No.
That would be my win, HB Sandow. That was freaking tremendous. Go watch it on main event, people. HB Sandow. He did a great Shawn Michaels impression. Go watch it. Main event, WWE Network. It's still free for another day. Go watch it.
One more day. They have to get to 1.14 million subscribers to be able to show profitability.
Something to that effect, yeah.
I am wondering what their subscribership is right about now.
We will find out the newest number on the 31st of this month.
Yeah, because this month is the month where everybody who signed up initially has to renew. So this month is kind of critical to see how many subscribers they retain from the first group and then how many they pick up in this next that they've picked up since then.
Well, there's a couple of reasons why I don't have the network. We're not going to really get into them. I want to have the network, but at some point in time, eventually, I will get it.
You're Canadian.
You're
Canadian, that's why.
Never mind that. That's one of the reasons. But
he's Canadian, he doesn't have the network. I'm Australian, and I got the network. Which one of us is more technically inclined?
Yeah, no, I could.
Well,
have
the U.S.
the
likes
network.
Australia, too, so
no,
we
not
like
really.
You better.
Not really.
No, I'm doing workarounds.
Yeah, you see, I could do that as well. But there's a few reasons why I'm not. Let's not worry about whether or not I'm technically inclined or anything like that. And I don't have to pay a monthly fee for a proxy to be able to, enable a workaround. I've got a workaround for free. Why? Because I'm cheap. That's right, kids. I admitted it.
Holy crap, he admitted he is cheap. Wow.
I'm frugal as a son of a bitch. I know a good deal when I steal it. I mean, see it.
You're such a Jew.
And we're not doing that anymore, Lindsay. Get with the program.
But you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not Jewish.
You don't have to be Jewish to be a good Jew.
Oh, I'm neither good nor Jewish, trust me.
I've now been educated by a Canadian Jew.
I don't know who that would have been except for Michael Landsberg. And we never talked to him. And I'm not going to yell at you, Starscream Josh. Fuck off. Wait, does that count?
No.
Okay. Well, you mentioned his name, so yes.
Well, I didn't yell, though. I just, told him I
was... You finished it off by yelling, so yeah.
No. That wasn't a yell.
Whatever. Let's continue with the show already.
Well, I'm trying to, but I accidentally unplugged my headphones so I couldn't hear you fuckers talk. Everything was just basically just moving right along for Mace. My win for the week, I could have picked a couple of them, but I'm going to go a little bit outside the box a little differently. And my win for the week is going to be the increase in viewership and ratings yet once again for WWE programming this week. Rob preeminently saying a really sizable increase over the previous week. We saw a sizable increase over the week before that, yada, yada, yada. More and more people are starting to tune back in to WWE. And, that's, you know, that's good. But one of the reasons I love it is it just basically, it's a pie in the face to all of these bitchy, whiny people all over posting on the internet, the night after, you know, or the night that John Cena, you know, won the titles. I'm gonna boycott Raw. Yeah, how's that working out for you? So that's my win for the week.
Not a bad win, and it'll be interesting to see what the rating does tomorrow as it'll be up against the Home Run Derby.
Well, yeah, but we've got something to talk about immediately after win and fail that might have some bearing on a potential rating pop tomorrow night. We'll get to that in just a quick second. Let's get to our fails for the week. Lindsay!
I already told you that joke comparing my boobs to a magnet.
No. Legitimate wrestling fail. Come on.
Legitimate wrestling fail.
WWE, TNA.
I honestly don't have one. I can't. There isn't one that pops to mind, you know? It's just. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have one, sorry.
Well, okay. If you can't think of anything, I've got a couple to rattle off that might joggle your brain a bit. Mace, you're still saying, nah, not really?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to go to this one, but I'm got a feeling I'm probably going to anyway. The whole thing of, we're in Canada, quick parade out Bret Hart for a cheap pop, yay.
Oh, God.
No, it's like every time they go to Canada, we're in Canada, especially since we're in the same building that the Montreal Screwjob happened, let's parade out Bret Hart. Okay. You know, it's getting tiring. That's their go-to every time they're in Canada. Tonight, Bret Hart. You realize that there are other good wrestlers from Canada, right? You know, that there's that Jericho guy that you want to try and put a bit more attention on or something, maybe?
He was on Raw.
Yeah, he wrestled The Miz.
And he was on main event with Bret Hart, so...
And that was in Ottawa.
Still Canada.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But still, it's like, I'm sort of getting over the whole thing of every time they're in Canada, they parade out Bret Hart for a quick cheap pop. Yay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's not that it wasn't a low point for Raw, though. It was just that I'm just sick of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great way to sell tickets in Canadian cities. Tickets are low if Bret's in the area. Hey, come and see Bret Hart, you know, in Ottawa. Fine and dandy. I get that you're getting all, you know, like tired of seeing Bret and stuff like that. And each to their own, I guess. I mean, you can't be expected to like every wrestler everybody else likes. That would make you a sheeple.
Okay, but think about this. It's like... When they go to Japan, do they bring out the Japanese guys on the roster? No. When they go to the UK, do they put the focus on the UK guys? No. It's always when they go to Canada that they put the focus on Bret.
When they go to San Antonio, they put the focus on Shawn Michaels.
Okay, so... So it's the same deal with Shawn, though.
They do it local. Local heroes get the treatment anywhere they go.
I think some local heroes get pushed a lot more in these type of situations than others, unfortunately.
Well, one thing that's really nice, whenever they go into, you know, wherever, anywhere in the world, they use local talent for dark matches. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, that's fine. That's dark matches. But, again, it's dark matches. We don't see that shit.
Yeah.
But the people, people there do.
Yeah, you know, I understand what you're saying, and okay, you know, that's fine, all fine and dandy. But at the same time, I do have to point out, you know, the masses, the casual fan is who they're trying to attract. And this helps. That's all. And, you know, like, never mind that it's Bret Hart whenever they're in Canada. Rock brought it up. You could be talking Shawn Michaels in anywhere in Texas.
Ric Flair anywhere in the Carolinas. Woo!
Yeah. So, but, you know, like I said, I get where you're coming from and I can understand it. There are one or two wrestlers I'm sick of seeing every time they're someplace. There are one or two things that have happened ad infinitum that I'm sick of. Like, walking into somebody's hometown and making them lose humiliatingly in their own hometown, that's something I'm sick and tired of seeing. And I think that would be along the same line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know. But as far as my fail goes, I've got one picked up, but I've got a whole lot of wait what moments.
Okay.
That I patched together. Like, when did Paige and AJ patch things up enough to become a tag team, right?
Twitter.
Okay, like, yeah, Twitter. Not everybody has Twitter or follows Twitter. You know, Summer Rae and Layla, the entire damn week of stuff with them up to them beating on Fandango, then dancing together on SmackDown, you know, getting Damian Sandhart on Raw instead of HB Sandow, which was on Main Event on Tuesday. I mean, hello, you're in Montreal. Are you stupid? Jericho versus Orton on SmackDown. Not the main event? Really? Are you kidding? Okay, now, after all of that, my fail for this week is Fandango on the mic. Dude, enunciate. Put volume in your voice. You have a mic in front of you, you still have to, you know, make noise. What the hell was he saying half the time on Monday night?
Put a little bass in your voice, son.
He was he wasn't even that loud.
No, but he needed to put some bass in his voice, as Austin used to say.
Yep. This is true. And so that's my big fail. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Overall, I'm finding WWE programming. Granted, I watch Raw every Monday night. I try to catch SmackDown. If I can't catch the first showing, I'll catch the second showing on Sportsnet 360 because, like some places, Canada gets it twice, almost like in a row. I'm getting bits and pieces from all the other stuff that happens during the week. And I am watching a couple of WWE Network shows, not when they're happening. I'm watching posted replays, I guess you could say. With WWE, it's for me, this week was really, really hard to pick out something that was actually a real fail. Because
I have one.
What?
Nikki Bella versus Alicia Fox from Monday Night Raw. That was a complete and utter fail.
You didn't like that one?
No, that was stupid. It was stupid and boring.
I forgot that even happened.
Them spending a minute trying to tie up Nikki Bella, and then the whole minute with Alicia Fox trying to fake tie her and not really tying her, that was stupid.
Okay, I'm with Mesa. Forgot completely about that. I don't even remember seeing the match.
There was no real match. She just got beat on. It was a
well. And I don't even remember seeing the beatdown.
Oh, it was just yeah. The fans in Montreal were chanting "boring" for it like a minute, and I was with them.
What the fuck? I had a thought. The breakup of fucking Funkadactyls. That thing. I watched that, and I'm like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah, so there it is, our win and our fail for the week here. We do that. We try to, yeah, well, we basically do that every single week just to basically get things going for our weekly wrestling talk. Now, this did not happen on WWE programming. This happened on Twitter, guys. And when was it? Like Tuesday or Wednesday, I think it happened. Sting posted a cryptic tweet. There was a picture of him in black and white crow makeup. You know, no words, just numbers. 7-14-14. Pretty cryptic, don't you think?
He's going to main event WrestleMania versus The Undertaker. No.
Shut up, producer.
Well, he's going to challenge Hulk Hogan for the championship. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. He's calling out Ric Flair. What?
For a rematch at the Great American Battle. No.
No. Is he going to be on Raw tomorrow night? Lindsay, you were going to say something until we all acted like dicks and cut you off, so go for it.
Well, he could challenge Taker. I mean, it's not like the streak matters anymore, so he and Taker could technically go.
Which is happening on the network right now.
Can we, okay, in that case, since the streak doesn't really matter anymore, can we have Sting beat Taker while Heyman is managing Sting so he can go, I am the 1 and 2 in 21 and 2?
No.
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 You're going to be tongue-tied trying to say that more than once. Just put that one
out. It's Heyman. I think he can handle it.
Well, Heyman could probably make sense out of it, but nobody else on the planet could if they tried it.
I'm waiting for The Undertaker to show up at SummerSlam and screw over Brock Lesnar as payback for the streak. It's going to happen.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
She's taking my idea, just pointing that one out.
However, don't expect it to happen. Expect Brock Lesnar at some point in time to win the title, hold it through WrestleMania, and face Roman Reigns in the main event.
No, please no.
Don't you think that would get a little boring, though? I mean, Brock doesn't want to work the schedule.
Well, I didn't say he had to win it at SummerSlam. I said sometime this year.
Just the idea of Brock and Roman Reigns, that just doesn't sound...
Roman would die.
Just remember this when WrestleMania 31 rolls around is all I'm telling you.
Oh, I know, but Roman needs to start beating people first, but that's a whole other discussion for another day.
So is Sting showing up tomorrow night, Miss?
No.
Really? You don't think so?
Honest answer, no.
Okay.
He's not showing up on the program. However, possibly an announcement concerning him might show up on Raw.
Okay, so not Sting himself, but some kind of promo leading up to his appearance.
More like promo leading up to his appearance in a certain upcoming video game.
There you go. Do you want to elaborate? Because Rock and I were talking about this. I know exactly where you're going.
Well, supposedly word going around is that Sting is going to be in the WWE 2K15 video game. Mm-hmm. And... I'll be honest, if you're going to, like, I know the word's gone around that they're doing a Hogan Special Edition, and by the sounds of it, that's only going to be limited to about 30,000 pieces or something like that.
It's like
due to Hogan's wrists being a cement mixer, and he can't sign his name for too long.
Uh-huh.
What better way to supplement the whole Special Edition craze in video games than to have a Sting Special Edition.
Interesting.
Maybe. I think it would be like last year, it was Taker Special Edition, and you have Warrior as the guy.
Yeah. Well, that's probably more likely, but I'd say, hey, why not go the whole hog, considering this will be Sting's first time in a video game in over 10 years.
Can't forget about that TNA game.
Well, he tried, but what you TNA brought it back game? Up. Nice try.
What TNA game? There was never a TNA game.
That wasn't a game, that was a clusterfuck.
One thing Tim...
Pretty much, actually. It was the fucking most horrible thing I ever played.
You're welcome.
You can pick it up brand new in most stores now for like $2.
Yeah.
Maybe worth buying
it. That beats what happened with Rock and myself picking up, what was it, WWE All-Stars for like $7.
which was a great deal, by the way. We got it from, what, Japan?
Oh, yeah.
We got it from Japan. Tremendous deal. But speaking of WWE All-Stars, it's a nice transition, because another name rumored to be in that video game for 2K15, Honky Tonk Man.
Well, saying that, you gave me two different names who did something very similar this past week, Rock.
That's why that was the transition with the thing, Tim.
Yes. It was Honky Tonk Man and who else?
Sid Vicious, but I was trying to get the first impression on Honky Tonk Man, but yeah. Sid and the Honky Tonk Man.
Does the Sid Vicious edition come with a pair of scissors?
No.
Oh, don't bring that up. Sadly. He will get pissed off.
Sadly, no. But no, they also did the 7-14-14 bit on Twitter as well, so we'll see.
Could be possible that tomorrow night the announcement trailer for sort of a Legends, like a preview of the Legends that will be coming into this game, maybe?
Possibly. I've heard the trailer's good, from what I've heard. That's all I'll say.
Now, the question is, what kind of a pop would Sting get if he actually, he was mentioned tomorrow night on Raw? Just mentioned.
They're in Richmond, Virginia, WCW country.
Mm-hmm.
It'd get a fairly decent pop. Unfortunately, the biggest thing is because WWE has really moved on to the youth demographic with the kids and everything. You'll get the cheer out of the older fans, but it wouldn't be like a blow the roof off the arena type thing. Even if he appeared in person, I don't think he'd get that type of pop. Because all the kids would be going, who's that? Who's the guy ripping off the Joker, Dad?
What do you think, Lindsay?
I don't know. I'm kind of with Mace. I think he would get a pop from the older fans.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the younger fans who might have seen him in TNA. But I don't think he would be as big as people think he would be. It would be a great pop for social media because Twitter and Facebook and everything else would probably explode for him for all the fans that remember him. But in terms of the live crowd, I think it would just kind of be eh. Because it's been, what, 14 years since Sting was really at his height and really truly relevant. No offense, mm-hmm. TNA.
So that's 13 years.
13 years?
WCW closed in 2001.
Okay, fair enough. So, you know, that's a lot of time. And people forget and people move on, and the fan base has turned over. It's changed. It's different. A lot of the old fans are still there, but there are a lot of new fans, too. So, I don't think Sting would get as big of a pop as people think he would. Would he still get one? Yeah, because it's, you know, for people that know him, yeah, they'll cheer for him, but... Again, because of the demographic, like Nick said, it's... No, I don't think you would.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm going to, right now, rock the boat and disagree with you both. I think that if Sting were to actually show up tomorrow night, it would be absolutely hugely loud. Just as loud as it was in Montreal last Monday. Why would I say that?
But I thought in Canada everybody just worshipped Bret Hart. Isn't that how that
No,
goes?
That's not true.
You have statues.
They worship the Hart family.
Oh,
not everybody likes Bret.
Okay.
Just everybody in the 5-mile radius of Tim's house likes Bret.
Because I thought there were like statues erected in his honor.
No, there are no statues in Rock. Fuck off.
That'd be Stu Hart, because no matter what you think of the Hart kids, you know, Bret, Bruce, and all that, Stu, you know, you praise the old man, the man who created that family.
I mean,
props
yeah.
to the wife for having the kids.
Stu's a bit of a, you know, Stu's a bit of a legend. He's up for the Order of Canada, for crying out loud. He's on the Canadian Walk of Fame, for crying out loud. Bret? Listen... Bret Hart's biggest fan, and you guys are not going to believe I'm about to say this, Bret Hart's biggest fan is a guy named Bret Hart.
I thought you were going to say Sonny.
Ooh!
Ouch.
Hey, we're having sunny days here today. Behave yourself. You're a bad boy. No, it would be interesting to just to see what happens.
You're blaming me because you fucked Sonny?
Okay, did you all hear that?
Do you want to hear it again, Tim?
I didn't quite make it out.
You're blaming me because you fucked Sonny?
You're blaming me because you fucked Sonny?
Yeah, no, you see, I heard it the second time. Okay. It's just, you were like making noise in the background, which was not quite chuckling with the way that you were breathing when you played it, and it kind of sort of... interrupted it a bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, pointing that out to you. Anyway, do you guys feel like taking our first break of the evening before we come back and do some more crap?
I guess.
Everybody. I guess so. There's some music. Right on the other side of this quick little timeout, we're going to be talking about something that's going on for WrestleMania 31. I want to bring this up and just touch on it really quick. We got Roundtable. And don't forget, Battleground preview and predictions. We're going to play pick 'em. We want you to pick who you think's going to win the match. And that's all you got to do. And we'll elaborate on that when we come back. We'll be back right after this. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
What's up, bitches? This is the Boston Badass, a.k.a. the Big Time Player, a.k.a. the Resident Masshole, or just simply Ace. I'm here to tell you about a way for you to find out about all the unusual things we have done over the years, and trust me, we have done a lot of unusual things over the past few years. Everything from bitches to crossing highways to strange ramblings by subway that no one ever really understands. Sex toys, which of course includes the blue dildo, and even the time, well, times I got pissed face drunk on this. Really, Rock? We're gonna really talk about that? Fuck you. You can relive all the excitement of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, by visiting our official website at cbradio.ewazone.com. That's once again, cbradio.ewazone.com. Don't be a bitch ass. Visit the site and listen every Saturday night, about midnight, sometimes it starts about 12:30-ish, you know, Eastern time, just to find out what possibly we can come up with next.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times bestselling author Brian Shield.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today, look at this!
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go! Once in a lifetime!
The evolution of online sports entertainment. WrestleTalk Radio is back.
Yes!
I know, the show hasn't gone anywhere, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying WrestleTalkRadio.com is back.
Yes!
Visit all the new historical WrestleTalkRadio.com to learn about the history of the show and hear shows from the past that you never thought you would ever hear again.
Yes!
Plus, You can now follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
What?
Like us on Facebook.
What?
Go to Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio.
Yes!
Once again, visit the all-new WrestleTalkRadio.com today.
Yes!
Will you stop that?
No!
Cut it out!
No!
I've got cookies.
Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam
style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Cthulhu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard it sound twice now. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
Margarita! Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena
style. Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest, sickest finisher, Widow Peak, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Informer, you know,
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by PWMania.com. As we wait for the Canadian to rejoin us, Mace, you are having an interesting conversation in the chat room right now about the idea of new school versus old school mode in the upcoming WWE 2K15.
Yeah, just during the break, just conversation flow happens. Talking about the idea of like what could be the game mode in 2K15 this year, because it's, you know, everything's still up in the air. To be honest, we have like two people confirmed for the roster so far, that being Cena and Darren Young of all people.
Well, Bray Wyatt, Cesaro.
Bray Wyatt, Cesaro,
AJ, Cameron, Naomi.
Really? When they announced them?
When they were at E3, they were in the press material they were handing out.
Yeah. So that was the thing. I couldn't find anything on 2K15 during E3.
Yeah, they had a
boot. Besides the three posters that they had, that was it. That was all I could ever find on E3.
Yeah, there wasn't much. A couple people did some reviews on their experience at 2K booth, but nothing. There was no, like, here's the whole thing and that sort of thing. But they said
that's interesting. They might have something at PAX later on this year.
Possibly. They had part of the video game. They say it looks a lot better. And
well, of course, it's going on Xbox One and PS4. Of course, they're going to bump it up a bit.
And the visual designs who make NBA 2K, the video game franchise, is now behind.
That looks spectacular.
Which are now doing the WWE 2K visuals. Visual Concepts has taken over. Yux is still working on the video game, but Visual Concepts has a bigger hand in it this year.
Mm. But yeah, sort of going into the mode, it was like, what could they do this year? Like, with the possibility of Sting being included in this year, I brought up the idea maybe of finally getting around to the Monday Night Wars. Unfortunately, it might not be something that could work this year, but maybe in, say, 2K16... you start working on the Monday Night Wars era. Because, let's face it, the Attitude Era mode was absolutely phenomenal from a historian standpoint.
It was.
Like, that was basically the first game we ever streamed here, mainly for Lindsay's benefit, as it was taking her through an education.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, we're doing it again when 2K15 comes out. Whatever the main mode is, we stream it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, by the way, the thing just happened on the WWE Network. Anyway, continue.
The thing?
The streak.
Yeah, so it was like, sort of brought that up, and it's like, well, there's always the whole thing of, can they get a hold of the licensing needed for the characters? Okay, you could probably disregard 9/10 of the mid-card, you know, as they did with the Attitude Era mode. They focused on the main storylines. You look at your main storylines, you need guys like, you know, on WCW side, you need like Piper, Hall, Nash, Hogan, DDP, Savage. A lot of these names they've already got under license in some way, shape, or form. Or at least they would be under a video game license direct with the company. So, you know, as quite sure as we brought up in the chat here, you know, you could probably get Alex Wright and Disco Inferno for a sandwich, chips, and a Coke. You don't really know those guys. Or a Diet Coke, whatever. you know, but it seems like it could be more plausible now, more than ever, to bring up the Monday Night Wars as a part of the video game franchise, because it's one of two things that most wrestling game players have been after for a long time. You know, they've been wanting the Monday Night Wars, which, you know, up until the last couple of years would have been a legal nightmare.
Right, I'm going to throw a curveball into this.
Yep.
Mick Foley is a big guy in the Monday Night War era. With his recent complaints about royalties and his dislike sometimes with WWE, would he be inclined to sign over his rights for that video game? And would he be like the sticking point in actually putting a mode like that together?
Here's the thing. you can do like some of the other guys have done in the past. You don't have to sign on with the WWE to be a part of a WWE video game.
No, he did not like his royalties from the last video game.
Okay, yeah, but you got to realize that was done during the time he had his Legends agreement, which WWE negotiates that with the gaming company. Foley can go directly to the company themselves, or the company can come to Foley and they can work out a better and more beneficial idea for both parties.
They all get the same royalty. Doesn't matter what deal you get. You get the same royalty for it.
I'm just saying that maybe that could be a way around it. So it that is. Way Foley doesn't have to work directly with the WWE, but still gets to do the video game. And who knows, maybe that... You gotta remember, we're not talking THQ now. We're talking, you know, 2K. 2K have a very, very deeper pocketbook.
Yeah, but
here's
the thing: the royalty fees are down when they join 2K rather than THQ. That's all.
Yeah, well, again, that would probably come out due to the 2K bankruptcy lawsuit. Got to try and see this from fresh set of eyes with a fresh company, especially like after this year. After this year, it's pretty much a whole new ball game. You know, we're finally getting out of all the transitional crap from that bankruptcy stuff. But, you know, it's up to them. Look, you know, we were saying, like, with the Undertaker streak mode, you know, you need guys like Jake and all that. And they skipped over them completely, and it wasn't really... You didn't feel like you missed anything. There are ways to work around this.
Speaking of working around things, Tim.
Yes?
Sorry, I just wanted to go on the one last mode before we... Because I know you want to continue the show probably. If 2K15 want to impress this year, I'd say go back to an old mode that they had for the... What was it? WrestleMania... I want to say 18? Video game they had on GameCube?
Never had a GameCube, so I can't help you.
Okay. See, Omega would be helpful here, because he buys nothing but Nintendo products.
The guy has too much money.
No, he doesn't. well, anyway, but basically, like, the main thing I'd love to see this year would be a fully fledged career mode, where you create a guy, and you have to work your way up from the indies against, like, randomized jobbers. Then you go into a storyline or something. Like, you're a jobber who gets beaten by Bo Dallas on Raw in 2 seconds. You know, then you have to... Then you get signed on with the company. You work your way up through NXT, work your way onto the main roster, work your way through titles, and work your way to the main event at WrestleMania. Like, I know they had something similar to this a couple of years back.
In, like, if you remember Warzone and Attitude, they sort of had that. You started out, like, on a house show, and then the Heat, and then Raw, and SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, but in sort of today's more modern age. Because I reckon they could do it.
What, you don't want to wrestle on Sunday Night Heat?
Unfortunately, Sunday Night Heat's not on TV anymore, but...
All right, how about Velocity?
You pretty much have your house shows... NXT, then you work on, say, like, your main event.
SmackDown and Raw.
SmackDown, Raw, pay-per-views, leading up title wins and everything. I reckon they could do it this year and actually make it interesting with having, like, completely new storylines. Like, make it an all-original thing. Don't feature it on the past like we've done over the last 2 years. But that's just me. I thought you guys would get a kick out of the jobbing to Bo Dallas.
It was an awesome reference. Good reference. I actually have kind of thought about this, and I talked about Rock, and I'm not a gamer, so I don't necessarily know how video games would work. But I always thought it would be kind of cool if they took some of those historic moments and changed them and kind of did that whole what-if scenario kind of thing. Like, what would happen if, like, this one thing never happened and how that would change the landscape of wrestling. You know, I don't know if they could do that for a video game, but I always thought that would be kind of a cool concept. It's like, you know, because it's like, when you were playing the excuse me, the Monday Night War mode or the
Attitude.
Attitude Era, thank you, mode. It's like, well, what happens if Mick Foley never won the championship? You know, what happened? It's like, say Vince didn't buy WCW. What happens if Ted Turner bought WWE? You know, it's just, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I wonder if they could write out those storylines and kind of you get to play through that kind of mode.
You go back to the days where they actually created storylines for the game. You can do, basically what you can do is, you can continue playing out if you win, but if you lose, you go in a different direction.
Yeah, WWF No Mercy on the Nintendo 64 had that type of example, where if you won a match, you would go off in one direction. If you lost the match, you went off in another. So, to do that from a historical standpoint, though, would be probably a programming nightmare, but it would be a good concept nonetheless. There have been other games in the past where what-if scenarios have featured. The anime Dragon Ball Z had one game where they did a whole bunch of what-if scenarios, and they were probably the most creative things I've seen in, you know, 10, 15 years, because it was always small self-contained stuff. It was like, what happened if this fight went this other way? And it always went in a very weird fashion. Sure, they went with the guy. One of the main villains just wakes up and goes, God, that was a nightmare, but still, it was interesting to play. So, you know, things like this should be really considered in video games because you have that creative freedom. But that's just me. And Lindsay, obviously.
Yes.
So now that I've derailed the show for about 20 minutes, let's get on some topics.
So speaking of creative freedom and not having the freedom, Tim.
Yes?
That's your cue to go to your next topic. Just
yes, it is. WWE, this is the next topic, by the way. They've done a few things in San Jose to keep indie wrestling promotions away from San Jose for WrestleMania 31. Now, public facilities will not rent to wrestling groups. San Jose State University will not rent to wrestling groups. Now, is this dirty pulled by the WWE, or are they justified? Is this just overkill? What?
I want to ask you first. What do you think?
I think it's overkill. I mean, it's the absolute perfect opportunity for some, like the smaller indie shows. Like Ring of Honor is going to be there that weekend, but you know, just for the local companies that are, you know, trying to get noticed and trying to get out there. If they hold a show on the Friday night or a Saturday night, it's not going to hurt WWE at all. One bet for WrestleMania, it might take away for 2.5 hours from you know, fan access and stuff.
And that,
I don't see that that's a big deal.
But that, if you think about it, that's hurting WWE, because if you're taking people away from fan access, they're losing out on money, revenue brought in.
You
that.
Say that, but at the same time, how many people want to go to fan access but can't? Because there are too many people there already.
They work it out where they can get everyone pretty much in there.
You there's know. Enough sessions in the day, because it's the way that they break up fan access is it's like you go in for 3 hours, and then they take everybody out, and then the next group goes in. So they're pretty good at moving people through fan access. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of any instance where it's sold out. The only time I've ever heard of anything at fan access being sold out is the VIP experiences. That's it.
Like, well, I was just going to say, if it was TNA, I could understand, because they're having a hard time, you know, letting people come in and watch it for free, for crying out loud, or as part of your admission.
But at the same time, WWE is looking to increase revenue, and for years they've watched other companies piggyback off of what they're doing in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it has to do with WrestleCon from this year, where they held a big wrestling convention really close to Access.
Mm-hmm.
And I think WWE is trying to avoid something like that.
Well, I can understand saying, you know, in a certain radius around where Fan Access and WrestleMania 31 is, we don't want anybody doing that. But San Jose's big enough, you know. There are enough people that might draw enough interest. People who aren't planning on going to Fan Access anyway can't afford to go to WrestleMania 31 to take in some indie wrestling. And let's face it, you know, all these people in WWE start somewhere.
They do start somewhere.
They, you know, they have to start somewhere.
They do. They do. But it's
so.
There, it's two different things with it. You can see, okay, yeah, it's cool that they bring all the indie talent in and they do their shows, but again, WWE looking at it, they've been doing big arena shows for 7 years in straight now. And every year people take away a piece of their pie, and I guess WWE's finally gotten tired of it and they finally got a place saying, yeah, we'll back you up on this one.
Well, here's my question of that. Are they that worried that they're going to lose revenue that they have to do this?
Well, when they actually did this, probably not. Right now, if you go up in Stanford, yeah.
Well, just with all everybody in Stanford, they're all up in arms right now because of the network and the predictions coming true.
Which is what they told everyone, but I would still, people aren't shocked that they're losing money when they told them about 2 years ago they would be. That's a different story.
It's like that's Captain Obvious type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your thought, Mace?
I'm with the WWE on this one.
Yeah.
You know, here it is. It's WrestleMania. It's their biggest event of the year. It's the day that they make 99% of their profit for the year, pretty much. And you have a whole heap of smaller companies trying to ride their coattails. You know, if I'm sitting in Vince's chair, I'm going, well, let's lock them out as many places as we can, push them further and further out of the town if possible. So that way, when people come to see our product, they are here to see our product. You know, if I'm spending all this money on advertising and you know, there's friggin' Ring of Honor 10 minutes drive down the road, and, you know, convention another 15 down the road or something like that. Man, I'd be pissed. You know, it's like, okay, so I've got an event that's going to draw everybody to the city, and all these other bastards are trying to take my business. That's horrible. It's not often I side with the company on something so, look, it's mean. But it's justified.
Oh, I want to throw it back at Tim and let him put his promoter hat back on for a second if he still can find it.
Rob, get out of my head because I was going to go in that direction.
And he can dust that one off a second. You say your company's holding a big show.
You're asking me to compare apples to watermelons right now.
Why?
Not really.
No,
okay, Tim, you're running a show for Canadian Opera.
Uh-huh.
Right, you put all this money in advertising. You know that you're going to have, you know, 1,000 people rock up to your show, right? At the, mm-hmm. And just because you know they're all come to your town. You spend all this advertising all over the area, surrounding areas, everything to pull people into your product. Stephen Styles opened up the show 3 doors down.
Whoa. Well, then we put it on hold and beat the shit out of them with lead pipes.
No.
I don't like Stephen Styles.
All right.
I'm using the example.
No, I got a better one.
If you pull a few doors down to ride on the fact that you're bringing in thousands of people, you might not have a seat for all of them. He wants to try and take some of your business. You'd be pissed.
Well,
it's no different. What's going on with WWE and these smaller promotions?
You got to remember what I said. WrestleMania is on Sunday. I said, why not let them throw a show across town on Friday or Saturday? It's not going to affect your Sunday crowd at all. That was my main point. Now you're saying, asshole with real crappy wrestling out of Edmonton wants to run a show at the same time. Well, you know, he might as well have because he kind of sort of did, more or less.
Oh, okay, so he runs it on the Saturday. Would you... you'd still be pissed. Because
well,
you spent all the money on the promotion and everything,
yeah.
And he's gone, well, since I'm going to be in the same area, I want to take some of your crowd on a different day. That's less money in your pocket that you
know.
You
know, not necessarily.
The advertising you've spent.
Necessarily.
Say you are in a level where you're running a convention as the promoter at a wrestling show that entire weekend. Another company comes in and brings their promotion in to hold a show while you're holding your convention. Would you be pissed?
You see, to tell you the truth, what I would do, and this is me personally because this is who I am, I would have a sit-down with this promoter who's coming in and work out some kind of an arrangement with this promoter where I wouldn't rock the boat and I'd let him have a show 2 days or 1 day before my show with the stipulation that my tickets are allowed to be, if there are any left over to be sold, get put on sale at his little indie promotion, which is a lot smaller than mine because mine's the big event.
But what if you're holding a convention like WWE is? And he ran a show against your convention. Would you be pissed?
Well, again, the thing that I would do is have a sit down with the guy. Let's talk about PWA because I don't hate them.
Right.
So I don't want to kill the owners of PWA.
Right.
With a shotgun blast to the face.
Right.
Okay. I'd sit down with Kurt Sorokin and I say, listen, Kurt, we both know that I'm the big dog around and everybody loves Canadian All, and, you know, Canadian All Pro is the huge ass thing. You want to come in and run a show? Well, here's an idea. I'm having a convention. Why don't we get all of your guys to do an exhibition? And you're all still going to make money because that's going to be part of the admission. You get a little kickback and enough of a kickback from each ticket that, you know, the people that go to watch you guys put on a 2-hour show in the middle of my convention benefits us both.
But what if he says no?
But then that means you're cutting into your own profits to promote another promotion.
No, I'm investing in the future because when his guys get good enough to work for me, then I can, you know, bring him in and make more money looking down the road.
But what if he tells you no?
Then I kick him in the balls.
And that's what Vince McMahon is doing. He's kicking everyone in the balls.
Except he didn't sit down with him and say, well, let's do this, and then we both benefit.
Okay. Here's the thing. You might be the rare exception, Tim, where you would actually try and negotiate with another promotion.
Yeah, you see, that's my fatal flaw. I'm a nice guy.
Most wrestling promoters have an ego. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't see the guys in charge of Ring of Honor, TNA, or the ones running these conventions on WrestleMania weekend, sitting down and going, "Hey, we want to cut a deal." I see them all going, "We want to make profit off your back."
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been playing devil's advocate, you guys. I think WWE is actually kind of justified and makes. You brought up, you know, the perfect reason why. It's my weekend to shine. Don't fucking piss on my parade.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here's the thing. Kane Kitten's actually brought up a quite an interesting sort of situation for it. Do you really think anybody else would be stupid enough to hold football games in the same area on the same weekend as a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's just, like, stupid. Yeah. Yeah. So. But, yeah, you know, that's, you know, just a little topic of discussion for debate.
And after that, I need...
Hey, look at that! You're drinking, too! There was a good deal on Coca-Cola this week at the No Frills, $3.33 a case at 12, so I bought 5.
Costco, 36 cans, $10.
So basically the same price.
Pretty much.
Yep. Awesome. So... Yeah, so that was an interesting little topic of discussion. We apparently have a roundtable question. You guys want to do some roundtable?
This would be the roundtable. Fancy dancing roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
It's been like 3 months since we played that clip. Had to bring it out for this week.
Well, he's not here, and we haven't heard from him in a long time, so it's about time you actually did a recording of his voice.
Anyway, roundtable time.
He's got nothing for it. Ha!
I'm watching.
Never mind. Moving on.
If you want me to go back to the soundboard, I'll go back to the soundboard, but you might not like it.
Going back to roundtable, okay, and everybody listening live in the chat room, you feel free to play along with us as well. Give your thoughts and opinions and your agreement or disagreement, because we want to hear from you, and we will touch on it as well.
Unless you're listening on the archive, in which case you'd be pretty stupid arguing with a recording.
Which would be kind of impressive at the same time.
No, people, it's crazy.
People would actually do it.
Missed the part where I said live and in the chat room, play along? I think you did. Because I said it.
Jerk asshole.
I'm just having fun. Here's the roundtable question. Should Y2J be given the world title for one more run? And give. What do you think, Mace?
No.
No?
Pure no. I'm about to get very hypocritical on this one, because my reasoning for this is I don't want to see another part-timer get the belt. Yet, at the same time, people know I'm a very big advocate for Brock Lesnar getting the belt.
No, wait. You're not the advocate for... Remember, you're not the advocate for Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman's the advocate for Brock Lesnar, who...
He's the one behind 21 and 1.
Yeah.
God damn, right. Even on this show, I can't get away from it.
Yeah, you see, now if you had some Paul Heyman soundboarding, that'd be perfect right now.
Give him
and not
10
the
seconds.
Canadian Jew one. Fuck off.
It's the only one I have available at the moment. Anyway.
Yeah, well, then you lose. You're a loser.
Don't tempt me, Tim. Don't tempt me.
Area.
Do it.
So, okay, Mace, you say no. Lindsay, what do you think?
No.
No?
You know, as much as I love Jericho, as much as I would love to see Jericho get the title again, I don't think it would do him or anybody else any good. I mean, honestly, Jericho is one of those guys that at this point in his career, he doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. He's well beyond the title. You know, and I would rather see him work with the young talent, like guys like Bray Wyatt, and use his abilities to help get them over, than hold a title. I mean, it's just, you know, the idea of Chris Jericho as champion just doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Now, WWE has in the past let a veteran, you know, even coming in part-time, carry a title for a couple of months, basically for more or less, if for no other reason than to say thank you for everything you've done for us here in WWE. The Rock. The Rock. You know, I could bring out an example, but I don't think I have to.
They've done that, but I think they've also done it because, no offense to Jericho, when you mention The Rock, they also made a ton of money off The Rock. And it was a huge kind of publicity stunt for them.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to WWE or The Rock on that one, to give him the title, because that title went everywhere The Rock did. So it was getting photographed. It was on the red carpet. It was going in magazines. It was everywhere. It made, honestly, when The Rock had the title, it made it more relevant in the however many months he had it, 2-3 months, whatever, then it had been in a year. And that's not a shot at Punk, who held the title. It's just, it added something to the title that it had not had previously. And that goes for, you know, any champion that really had held it before then, including Cena.
Mm-hmm.
It's just The Rock brings a whole level of credibility to that title that, honestly, no offense to Jericho, he just doesn't have.
Okay, every time, guys, new drinking game. Every time Lindsay sends no offense to blank, take a drink.
Sorry, I don't want to offend anybody.
You're hypersensitive, that's okay. It's just, I think a drinking game should be based on somebody else besides me, that's all.
No. It's every time I mention Bray Wyatt, take a shot.
Well, no, every time you mention Bray Wyatt, you got to chug the entire bottle.
Well, people would be drunk.
They would die of alcohol poisoning.
Listen to Rack, Thursday night, you'll die of alcohol poisoning.
If you go back and listen to last week's episode, we spent a whole hour talking about Bray Wyatt. So you'll be trashed in about 5 minutes.
You'll be dead.
I so need an excuse for that.
You'll be dead.
But no, it's just, to me, it's... The Rock is kind of, because he's been built up as that, the ultimate guy from the Attitude Era, aside from Stone Cold. Jericho was a part of the Attitude Era, but he was not as big of a part, at least in my opinion. Jericho didn't hit his stride until much later.
You have to remember, at the same time, Jericho is the first ever unified champion.
He is, but that gets glossed over.
He
a
beat
lot.
Who did The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yes, yes, he did, and it's
in the
amazing,
same night.
Yes, he did. It was an amazing achievement, but when they talk about the title history, when Jericho's not there, they don't talk about that.
Well, he's only had it six times instead of 30 like everybody else because he's, you know, on the road touring. Now, you're talking about getting press. You have to remember, Jericho does a hell of a lot of press when he's not in WWE or he's got a tour coming up. Unlike The Rock, Jericho has regular shows that he does.
If you're talking about his fuzzy stuff, he distances himself so far away from anything to do with wrestling during those tours.
Yeah. He really does. And also, it's when you talk about The Rock's red carpet premieres versus Jericho's fuzzy tour, again, not on the same level when you look at the franchises that The Rock is associated with.
How many people listen to Jericho's podcast? Why?
Less and less each week, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially recently, have been listening to it and been going, yeah, he sort of pretty much jerks himself off too much on that podcast.
Okay, firmly. Well, instead of the WWE World Heavyweight title, would you do what they did with DX and have him have a tag partner and win the tag belts for a couple of months as transitional champions?
No.
Give him Bo Dallas.
Oh, God.
Broico.
Him and The Miz.
No.
Chris
and
The Miz is tag team champions.
No. You know, Jericho doesn't need a title. He really doesn't. He's Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
In the wrestling world, that's all he needs at this stage.
Okay, do you guys know the origin of the Spud clip, Tim Was Right? Do you know how that came about?
I have a feeling we're about to find out.
So, Lindsay's answer is no. Mace, do you remember?
Not really, but we're about to hear the story. Everybody! Take a rest. It's Tim's story time.
Rock, do you remember?
Oh, I like his tights.
Rock, do you remember?
No.
Well, back when Spud was still doing the show with me and Mace, we all got into this debate and argument. This was back, like, what was it, 2010, where Brett was at WrestleMania and beat on Vince McMahon? Or 2008?
Whenever they were in Arizona. Just keep going.
Anyway. Whenever they were in Arizona and that happened. we just got into a heated argument, Spug and I. And I said, fine, that's it. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen next week. Bret Hart is going to win the U.S. title and have a short run. And there's the story of how that came about, that clip.
I've now been educated by a Canadian Jew.
Stop it!
You set yourself up for that one.
But anyway, that's where the clip came about, where Spike actually admitted that I was right, that Brett was going to wind up winning the U.S. title.
And I'm not saying that couldn't, you know, Jericho winning a title couldn't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't need to happen.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You know, at this point in time, I don't think it does need to happen. John Cena's at that point in his career. I don't think he needs the title, whether it's logical or not. He's pretty much entered that point in his career where he can help get the younger talent over.
Yeah, that's true, but let's not look at that for his current title run. That was just a bad situation. They need to go to Plan B. The only other Plan B they had was Cena.
No. Plan B is coming.
I think Cena was like Plan C. So.
Plan C for C? No.
Anyway. See, you know. Fuck.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this much. If they do give him any belt to hold on to, yeah, I'll pop because it's Chris Jericho. But at the same time, I'm going to hope that he holds it for less than a month. And it's just a quick little thank you and you're gone. And it sets up his next exit for his Fozzy tour, which is happening this fall.
Very good.
But at the same time, yeah, I can't disagree with you guys. He doesn't need it.
You know, honestly, I'd rather see him put Bray Wyatt over and go on tour with Fozzy than win a title.
You would rather say that again?
I would rather see him put Bray Wyatt over and then go on tour with Fozzy than win a title.
That's probably what's going to wind up happening. Anyway, let's take our next time out of the evening. Everybody else in WTR, some Night Russell Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As soon as we come back, we're doing WWE Battleground Pick'em. So everybody get ready to pick who you think's going to win next Sunday night. We'll be back in just a minute right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that winners is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place. They say it gets colder. You're bundled up now. Wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire. How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangling, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan, of course.
Yeah!
Why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, yes, yes. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm gonna say I went with the first one where they try to change King the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong spot? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's picks, CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I think
something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Wild Talk Radio, this is New York Times best-selling author Brian Shield.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's having a goal. I don't believe it.
And my new book, 30 Years of WrestleMania, is coming out September 15th.
The spectacle that is WrestleMania. This is it.
Pre-order it now wherever books are sold.
Here we go. Once in a lifetime.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Oh, I like his tights.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Yo, I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to Wild Talk. That's why they're trying to cage me.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, I'm just looking over Twitter right now, and I'm getting some more followers, which is cool. All of those of you who are following me and have decided to listen to us, welcome.
And how can they follow you, Tim?
They can follow me by going to Twitter, logging in on their account, and then I'm at GoNHLGo.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for those of you who aren't following me yet, but I think you should.
So, Battleground.
let's talk about Battleground. Let's actually get into Pick'em. I'm selling just to make sure that King Kittens is finally ready to do all of this. That's all.
Doesn't matter if he's ready or not. He should have been by now. So let's go.
There you go. Let's take a look at the first one up on the menu. WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It's Fatal 4-Way. We got John Cena, Randy Orton, Kane, and Roman Reigns into the mix, Lindsay.
Oh, we're starting with this one. Okay.
Ah.
Cena. They're going to feed him to Lesnar, so Cena.
Okay, you're picking John Cena. What about you, Mace?
Heavyweight title? Cena.
Okay. I don't want him to hold it, but I can't see them taking it off him anytime too soon before SummerSlam, so I'm going to have to say Cena as well.
Huzzah.
So, y'all. There we go. Next match.
Hey,
we're going
I'm a nobody. Okay.
Well, you pick on Thursdays. I figured, you know, to hell with it. Do you want to pick tonight? Okay. Pick.
That's my pick.
His music?
Yeah.
Or was that the horn?
You're picking John Cena's music. Okay.
Yeah, John Cena takes the win. If you think about it, Roman Reigns is not going to win because it's way too early and he's never beaten anyone. Kane's not going to win. Or do you really think Randy Orton's getting that belt back? No. It's got to be John Cena. The L word says Cena.
I see. Moving on. Next match, we got the WWE Tag Team Championship. Now, this is the best 2 out of 3 falls, and we've got the Usos versus the Wyatt family. And who knows what kind of music will win, Rock.
Wyatt family should win the belts. They really, really, really should.
Okay, so is that you're picking the Usos then?
No, I'm picking the Wyatts because I think it's time to change the belts. And let us get away from Usos, Wyatts, and maybe move on to Wyatts, Stardust, Goldust.
All right, there you go. So that's one for the Wyatt family. Mace.
I'm going for the Wyatts on this one as well. It's time to switch the belts over, time to let the boys shine a bit more. And let's get away from the non-title matches of Wyatts versus Usos, and let's get to the non-title matches of Wyatts versus Uso rematches.
Or Wyatts versus the Dusties?
No. Until Cody can learn how not to look like a rapist every time he smiles with that gimmick, I want to keep him as far away from anything as possible.
I don't think he has a choice with the way he wears his makeup. That's what I think it is, to tell you the truth.
No, it's goddamn red contact lenses that he wears.
It's the smile.
And the smile, yeah. creepy shit.
He's creeped out already, kids. Lindsay.
That's creepy for the wrong reasons, though. I pity for the children.
Not the right kind of creepy, either.
You know, I gotta go with the kids on this one. You know, and when I say kids, King Kittens knows what I'm talking about, but I'll just clarify for everybody who doesn't listen to me normally. The Wyatts, it's time to change. It's time to give them the belts. Rowan and Harper have been shining lately. They've been putting on some phenomenal matches, and I'd love to see them get the titles and mix things up in the tag division, especially with the rumor that the Ascension is on their way up. Yeah, this could be interesting if you give Rowan and Harper the title, so definitely want to see them with it.
There you go. Okay. Jeez. Tough one for me. I think it's time for the Usos to give it up, but I just don't see the Wyatt family carrying the titles. Not right now, for some reason. I don't know what it is. Let me flip a coin. Yeah, I'll say the Wyatt family as well. Speaking of the Wyatt family, up next, Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho. Mace.
know, I'm going to give this one to Jericho to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon this will be the start of a nice long feud between the two. Give Jericho the first win so he can get the cockiness and gloating. Then it becomes all the more poetic and soul-crushing when Bray brings him down in the end.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, one for Jericho. Mace, thank you very much. Rock, pick something.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Okay. Lindsay.
It's going to be kind of obvious, but, you know, I have to go... I have to go with my cult leader and pick Bray. You know, it's he needs a win. He needs a win bad. I say they give it to him here, because this is going to go to at least Night of Champions, so... Bray.
Okay. That leaves it to me to pick. And we're going to have a 50-50 split, because I'm saying Jericho's taking this as, like, the first match. Because, what did you say, Lindsay? This is going to go till at least Night of Champions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I see Bray winning, like, two in a row, one way or the other, by hook or by crook, by hanky or by panky. So, first one, however, I'm giving it to Jericho. Now, here's something that is possible and likely, and as a matter of fact, maybe it could be announced.
It's been announced now.
It could be announced. Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins is a reality. It's going to happen next Sunday night. This is the match of the night, in my opinion, potentially. I'm going to just say that before next Sunday even gets here. Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins. Hmm. Lindsay.
No contest.
Hmm?
I say this one's going to... Yeah. This is going to be a no contest. I don't see either man coming out on top yet. This is going to be a long-term feud for both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no contest on this one. Keeps it going. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, Mace.
Rollins to start it out.
Yeah.
This is going to go for a while. Let's start out with Rollins getting the win.
Okay. Rock?
Go on Dean Ambrose. He rolls him up. Small package, something. Seth Rollins tries to hit him with a briefcase, misses, roll up, Ambrose wins. Seth Rollins gets pissed, and then we go from there.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to say I want Ambrose to win, but I'm going to say Seth Rollins thanks to King.
Okay.
Funnily That's enough, me. I was going to go with a Kane botch.
Great minds think alike. Fools seldom differ. So, there we go. Now, we've got a Diva Championship match coming up as well. Yes, I know, Rock, I'm skipping. AJ Lee versus Paige.
Did I say a word?
No, but that was a preemptive.
I'm not even looking at the format, so, you know.
Well, good, shut up, and then pick your winner.
AJ.
AJ. Okay, Mace?
Yeah, AJ.
Okay, Lindsay?
Going with AJ.
Okay, I think that would be kind of dumb to say Paige.
So you're going to say Paige?
So I'm saying AJ, jackass. All right, up next, the WWE Intercontinental Championship Battle Royal. And all the names are on WWE.com.
I was not writing down all those names. You got Rob Van Dam, Damian Sandow, Alberto Del Rio, Fandango, Ryback, Curtis Axel, Big E, Kali, Kingston, Sheamus, Cesaro, Ziggler, Morales. I think I said Sheamus. I think he's in there as well. If I didn't say him first. Those are the names that are on the picture, so we'll go with them.
Okay. Lindsay.
I'll probably end up changing it, but I believe in Bo Dallas.
Oh, okay. Mace.
Well, I don't believe in Bo Dallas. I think it's time to add some more gold to Antonio Cesaro.
I think at this point in time, right now, the smartest thing they can do, and if they actually decide they're going to want to use the Intercontinental and U.S. titles the way that rumor has said Triple H wants it to go back to being stepping stones to bigger and better, yeah, I got to say Cesaro myself.
What, you're not going to go for Khali?
No. Of course not. I think he should be the first one over the top.
Probably will be.
He'll be the last one. Cesaro dumping him over the top like he did the Big Show.
Oh no, Kali's not taking that bump.
He can't take a bump.
No, he really
can't. Walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's only there because he's a tall motherfucker.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, this next one here, we're skipping because it got taken off.
I feel like Omega. I get skipped over. Jesus.
We're taking off the card because it's Rock picking.
I want to go with Bo Dallas. I believe in Bo Dallas. I want to say Dolph Ziggler gets the Intercontinental Championship.
See, I didn't want to ask you on this one because it just turns out that you really are Lindsay's bitch.
Since I picked Dolph Ziggler?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, Dolph Ziggler.
All right, we're not going to ask about Cameron and Naomi because that, for some reason, looks like it might not happen.
They haven't announced it officially yet.
You know what? Okay, they haven't announced it officially, but let's just, for shits and giggles, just in case they do announce it, Cameron versus Naomi, Rock.
Naomi?
Okay. Mace?
Cameron.
Okay. Lindsay?
I'm going with Cameron.
Okay. I'm picking the utility company of every city where every WWE viewer lives. Bathroom break, in case you didn't pick up on that.
I don't think it will be.
getting sick of that joke, Tim, so how about actually pick a winner?
I'm just saying. But I think Cameron will get the pin. And then the final match we have on the card in front of me is Jack Swagger versus Rusev. As much as I want to see him lose, I don't want to see him lose to Jack Swagger. I'm picking Rusev to win this one, Mace.
I'm going Swagger.
Woo! Lindsay!
I don't know.
I don't know.
Lana?
That was going to be my answer.
Lana's ass.
Lana comes out and it's an automatic win, but, you know.
Yeah. Lana's ass. There you go.
Just all of Lana. God, I wish I looked like her.
Every hetero male, some gay, and even not just a couple of ladies. They all win when they see Lana's ass.
Her legs, man. God. I don't think they're ready to hang the first loss on Rusev yet. So, I'm going with Rusev.
Yeah, especially the Swagger. Rock? Go ahead, Lindsay.
Not especially the Swagger, but just to continue the feud. I don't know.
I just want to see, at some point in time on WWE programming, 5 minutes of microphone time split between Zeb and Lana.
Check out this Monday Night Raw.
Because it'll probably happen then. You want to pick somebody, Rod?
Rusev Crush!
Alright. And that is our Battleground Picks! Don't forget, you can play throughout the week. You can Facebook your picks. You can tweet your picks. You can email your picks. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio.
Network.
Twitter at WildTalkRadio. At WTR Sunday Night. Email.
Media@WildTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. And you can go through it. You can change your picks or add your picks right up until Sunday night.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's
just that easy. I guess it's time we do some quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
We'll start with Lindsay. Lindsay, what is your favorite musical instrument that begins with the letter H?
Favorite musical instrument that begins with the letter H?
I just thought of three off the top of my head you could choose from.
Harmonica.
Why?
That was one of the three.
Why?
Because it's so fun sounding.
Okay. Mace. What's your favorite cartoon character beginning with the letter W?
Okay, I'll go to the American pronunciation of this one. It'd be Waldo.
Oh.
From the Where's Waldo cartoon series in 1992.
Okay, what's the European?
Wally.
There you go.
Was that cartoon or comic character?
No, it was a cartoon in the 90s.
I would have picked Wile E. Coyote, Super Genius.
Tim, who is better, Flipper or Lassie?
Lassie.
Why?
Because you could be on land with Lassie. With Flipper, you have to know how to swim. Not everybody does. Timmy could have drowned. That talk about getting stuck in a well.
But that's why you have the dolphin.
Lindsay, if you were a member of the Spice Girls, what would your spice handle be?
Mellow spice? I don't know. Salty spice? Sinister? I don't know.
Salty spice works.
Okay.
Mace, if you were to become a famous singer, what would your debut album be called?
My debut album would be called Why Are You Listening to This?
Okay, new nickname for the Australian, Mr. Positive.
No, it's just one of those very, very weird titles. No, I there was a band, was it Blink 182 or it's like one of those type of bands that actually had an album titled "Steal This Album."
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those weird things that you would never see on an album title.
Was that Blink 182?
And it would make it. And I don't think it was. I think it was somebody else, but. To the Google.
Everybody's going to the Google. I can hear everybody typing.
Yeah, everybody's like, well, shit, what was this from? System of a Down.
System of a Down, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the CD sleeve looked like a recorded CD with magic marker rating.
Yeah, the whole thing looked like it was literally a pirated CD.
Yep.
So just in that vein of something that you'd never think you'd ever actually see on a CD or an album. Why are you listening to this?
You know, if I had illegally downloaded that disc and then got caught, that would be my defense. They told me to steal it. I mean, it even says so.
Alright, anyway, Tim. Cast WTR as the village, people.
I fucking hate you when you do this. Omega would be the Indian.
Okay.
That's I can just racist. See him with the long hair and the feathers, and that's not racist. Shut up. Just for that, Mace is the construction worker.
Meh.
Okay, I know there was a cop there, so we'll make Rock the cop. What other character did they have?
What other characters did they have?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I know that they had an Indian, a cop, and a cowboy. Oh, cowboy! Lindsay.
Well, that one was obvious.
Yep.
Yeah, you got two more.
Well, what two do I have?
All right, so far you've done the cop, construction worker, Indian, and cowboy. You're still missing the biker and the Marine.
Oh, there's a biker and a Marine?
Yeah, there were six people.
Subway is the Marine, and Ace... No, Rob! Rob from CB Radio would be the biker.
Okay.
I've just pulled up the pictures of village people, and I'm like... The second you said Rob, I'm looking at that going, yeah, I can see that working, actually.
That one actually does
you
work.
Googled a picture of village people.
Well, because I knew you were missing people. That's why I was trying to confirm this. I was trying to help you out, Tim. Jesus.
What, you're just too helpful, bro. That's funny. Okay, so there you go.
That would be it, I guess, yeah.
That being it, that's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio. We're done.
Oh,
3 minutes to spare. Wow. Is that a surprise to anybody?
Start plugging, Tim.
All right. Hey, everybody, don't forget tomorrow right after Raw. Like, right after Raw. It's right after Raw. I mean the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You're going to get, 45 minutes of what happened, and it took WWE 3 hours to make it happen. Essentially. Are you playing Village People in the background?
Keep going, Tim.
You are, you fucker. God. Okay, let's see. Thursday night, Lindsay Ward is the rack. Lindsay, what's happening, M&M?
Well, we've got news, we've got notes, we've got discussions. We're going to be talking Battleground as well, so you want to tune in and listen to that. We're, of course, talking about NXT and maybe a little Impact. Maybe not. We'll just have to see. So, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, new time.
New time, same place.
Same place.
Ego. Saturday night, midnight-ish, as close as we get to it, it's the Rob Watch Countdown. Yeah, once again.
He should be back on the show this week because he was working till like 3 a.m. last night.
That.
Yeah, so check it out. CB Radio, weird, wacky, unusual. Go back and listen to last night's episode. Go back and listen to the interview with Lil Stel Marie. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas for the Rack, Facebook.com/WTRRack, and Twitter.com/WTRTheRack.
Yeah, and programming note, next Sunday night, WTR Sunday Night, Rust Talk Radio is 1 hour later, 11 o'clock Eastern, as we review Battleground. So if you can't watch the pay-per-view, tune in and we'll tell you what happened and what we thought about it. If you did watch Battleground, tune in and we'll tell you what we thought about it and ask you what you thought about it. And so you can follow WTR Sunday Night at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter. Wild Talk Radio can be found on Facebook and on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
And Facebook.com.
Follow me.
Hold on.
Go.
You did the plug wrong. It's Facebook.com as Wild Talk Radio Network and Twitter.com as Wild Talk Radio. And you can also follow Russell Talk Radio on Facebook at Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio.
Yeah, what he said. Follow me at GoNHLGo. Follow Rock at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Lindsay at The Rack at Lynn's Ward.
I just plugged the right. Yeah, she's at Lynn's words. Let her plug stuff. She has stuff to plug.
Follow Mace at the Mace Link, but he'll never follow you back because he's a fag.
Oh, dude, come on.
He doesn't follow me back. So I just thought.
Yeah, I don't follow you back. I follow everyone else on the network.
Well, follow me, damn it. Make me feel happy. I'm trying to get 70 followers.
No, you've got 4 more followers than I do, so people need to follow me at the Mace Link.
I'll get my people to follow you if you follow me.
Well, my people can talk to your people to have lunch.
I don't eat lunch.
Are but we anyway, done?
No, because I want to plug some shit.
Okay, so plug shit.
Alright, head on over to youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage where I've recently posted a couple of videos of me playing through the championship modes on an old classic, WCW NWO Revenge on the Nintendo 64. Go to the archive section of rtalkradio.com, listen to Omega and I talk about Transformers for 2 hours.
Oh, follow Omega at TJ Omega.
Yes, and go to tjomega.org in order to see all his stuff, especially his Metricon stuff, which will be coming up soon on his YouTube channel.
And follow him on Facebook, but he's got a different name there because, well, he likes to mess with your head.
It's TJ Omega Reviews, I think.
TJ Reviews.
TJ Reviews, there you go.
Thanks.
One last thing before I finish up. Those of you who like playing card games, head on over to the Next Level Games, 164 Marina Highway, Ringwood, Victoria, Tuesday through Sundays. This weekend is the Magic Corset 2015 release, so come on down. There shall be prizes, there shall be fun stuff, there'll be cards, there'll be people yelling and screaming while they're going, "You can't do that!" It's fun time. People should join me, because I'm going to be there.
Is there, like, rings around the wood, or is it rings made out of wood?
No. Lindsay, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
Lindsay, plug
Lindsay, do you have any final plugs before we go?
Follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LINSWRD. Go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you want to view my artwork, go to behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter.
Buy her artwork.
Or just keep an eye on the WWE app, because it seems to pop up on there quite often.
It does, and that's why all of her artwork for sale has been taken down.
Yeah.
Because WWE are, well, they're just bags.
Because they don't follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, they're assholes. Don't be an asshole. Be a rosebud.
Good night, everybody.
Or if you're in Canada and go to Tim Hortons, follow me and be a Timbit.
Bye.
Canadians will get that. We're done. Go away.
I don't want to think about your Timbits.
You can't get them out of your head for collecting.
You want to say that again, Tim?
You won't be able to get them out of your head for the rest of the week.
Just like John Madden.
Shut up and end the show.
Just like John Madden licking things.
End the show.
Follow me at the Mace thing so I get my followers in, Tim.
Kane Kins wants to be licked by John Madden.
He hates you.
WildTalkRadio.com.